From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden says the United States and its international partners will never recognize the Russian annexation of Crimea. On a visit to Kiev, he's called on the Russians to act on an accord struck in Geneva last week that was aimed at de-escalating tensions over the future of Ukraine. Kate Fisher reports from Washington.
U.S. Vice President Joe Biden warned that any further provocative behavior by the Russians would lead to fresh U.S. sanctions being imposed against the Kremlin. He said the international community was united around one core principle.
That government exists to serve the people. The people do not exist to serve the government. The people of Ukraine should have the right to choose their own future.
Standing alongside acting Ukrainian Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk, Joe Biden said the rights of the Ukrainian people would be protected.
Mr. Biden's words came as a Ukrainian politician was found dead outside a stronghold of pro-Russian militants who've been protesting in the east of Ukraine. Ukraine's acting president, Alexander Chernyshev, says the militants have now gone too far and restarted military actions against the protesters in response. Local politician Vladimir Rybak, along with one other man, were found in a brutally tortured state, according to Ukrainian authorities. The official death toll of those who perished in the sinking of the South Korean ferry is now over 110. That number is expected to rise as searchers recover more bodies from the sunken ship. Nearly 200 people are still missing, many of them schoolchildren. At least 5 crew members have been charged with misconduct, and other ferry workers have also been detained for questioning. The U.S. Supreme Court has upheld the overturning of a ban in the U.S. state of Michigan on the use of racial preferences in determining admission to universities. The ruling doesn't ban affirmative action in government institutions, but it does enable states to choose to put a ban in place. From Washington, here's Daniel Wrenches.
The 6-2 ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court is an affirmation of the vote by the people of Michigan in 2006 to prohibit public colleges and universities from using race as a factor in admissions policies. In the court's written opinion, Justice Anthony Kennedy made it clear that it wasn't about ruling on affirmative action, but who may resolve arguments about racial preferences. One of the dissenters, Justice Sonia Sotomayor, said that without checks, legislation can oppress minority groups.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Speculation abounds about who will be appointed the next manager of British soccer club Manchester United after Tuesday's firing of David Moyes. Moyes was leaving Old Trafford after only 10 months in the job. He succeeded Sir Alex Ferguson, who retired after 26 years at the club last summer. Over 1,000 migrants trying to flee Africa were picked up off the coast of Italy over the weekend. It's part of a wave of illegal immigration into the EU, which is now said to be at a critical level. Europe correspondent Jack Perrock reports.
A recent wave of immigrants making the journey from Africa across the sea to Europe seems to have increased greatly over the Easter weekend. 1,100 were rescued by Italian authorities. They say the problem is getting worse. Thousands of African migrants have risked their lives in recent months as they try to cross the Mediterranean Ocean in large, inflatable and flimsy boats. Hundreds drowned in a catastrophe near the island of Lampedusa in October 2013. It's estimated 40,000 Africans made the journey last year, and the UN is calling on the EU to act to tackle the issue.
And jurors at the trial of Abu Hamza al-Masri watched video of the radical Islamic cleric praising the September 11th attacks of 2001. If convicted, Abu Hamza could face life in prison for several terrorism-related charges. From New York, Iris Spitzer has more.
Jurors in a New York City federal courtroom watched the Egyptian-born Abu Hamza say that everybody was happy when the planes hit the World Trade Center from an undated video with a Canadian broadcaster. Abu Hamza's lawyers had argued that the video would unfairly prejudice their client, but their request was denied by the judge. He is accused of, among other things, trying to set up a jihadist training camp in the U.S. state of Oregon and could face life in prison if convicted.
And that's the latest Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.